Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Compliance Week news podcast for the week of Friday, October 15th. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we are going to talk about women in the corporate boardroom, how they get there, what their governance concerns are, and how effective they can be in their roles. We're talking about that today because last week the recruiting firm Heidrick & Struggles, along with the Association of Women Corporate Directors, they published a new report on gender in the boardroom, specifically looking at the governance issues that female directors have on their minds. For example, studies have long shown that once you have about three or more female directors in a group the size of your average corporate board, the idea of a token female perspective disappears, and the discussions that happen in a group that size can suddenly change quite a bit in their tenor and their tone, and we want to explore things like that today. So joining us to talk about that and some of the other more interesting findings is Bonnie Gwynn. She is managing partner of Heidrick & Struggles North America Board Directors Practice. Bonnie, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Hi, Matt. I'm delighted to be here.
So first question, just looking at the results of this study, did it come about that female board directors tend to be more attentive or assertive about specific governance issues that male directors might not necessarily put the same sort of priority on them?
Well, that's a great question, and it's an area that we did explore in the survey. I think what was interesting about the responses is the differences between the men and women directors about some of the governance topics that are very timely right now, things like proxy access and comp regulations. Mm-hmm. What we found in our actual survey, we asked the question, what would be effective in rebuilding trust in corporate boards and in their directors, which we thought was a pretty interesting question given all the debate about the role of boards and what's happened with the economy. What we found, interestingly, is that there was a gender difference. For example, when we asked that question about would enhanced risk management systems be effective in rebuilding trust, the women said 40% of the women agreed or strongly agreed, but only 1% of the male directors agreed or strongly agreed.
Wow.
It was a pretty big difference. In the area of proxy access, although the majority of both men and women did not support proxy access, 38% of the women directors that we surveyed thought that new proxy access regulations would be effective in rebuilding trust, but only 17% of the men.
Mm-hmm.
One interesting area that they both agreed on was requiring independent chairmen, which has been pretty widely debated. Both men and women directors, 61% of each, believe that requiring independent chairman would be very effective in rebuilding trust.
Mm-hmm. Out of curiosity, did you guys have any sense of where that difference in priorities might emerge from?
No, I mean, I think anecdotally, it appears in talking to women directors, and of course this is more anecdotal than a rigorous analysis, and in looking through the results of the survey itself, it just appears that the women directors seem to be less satisfied with the status quo and more willing to consider a wider range of options and new some of the new regulations and proposals that are being debated and discussed. They just seem to be more open to thinking differently about board governance.
Now, I know the study also looked at how women actually did get into the directors' positions. Did you guys find any differences in how their credentials are or how long it takes them to get into the boardroom versus male directors? What did that look like?
We did. I mean, what's really interesting is that of the directors we surveyed, we asked the question, did you actively seek a board seat? And about a quarter of the men and women directors said that they had actively looked for a board seat. What we found interesting is that of the folks who indicated that, it took the male directors about 1.4 years on average to attain a board seat, and it took the women about 2.4 years on average to attain a board seat. So there does seem to be a difference there. One of the other interesting challenges that comes up as well as boards think about directors, and I know they think about diversity very seriously. That's been my experience, and they're very committed to it. Many boards want sitting or recently retired CEOs, and out of the Fortune 500, I think the statistic right now is that just under 3% of all sitting CEOs are women.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that if you really do want a sitting CEO, you're much more likely to be recruiting a male director. So it means that a lot of the women directors who come on boards probably don't have that credential. But most of them have credentials like general management or have been a CFO, for example.
Sure.
Or some other very substantive executive experience.
Mm-hmm. You just touched on the need for diversity in the boardroom, and certainly we've seen from the Securities and Exchange Commission, and we've seen this with overseas regulators, that they are putting an emphasis on trying to nurture diversity in the boardroom. Now, and that's what the regulators are saying, but I was wondering, what did you find among directors themselves? How much do they really either value diversity in the boardroom, or are they pushing for it, or do they not really think it's a big issue, but they'll tolerate it because it's a compliance regulation? What did that look like?
Well, I think what's interesting in discussing that in terms of the survey is that both women and men, there was a little bit of difference, but generally the vast majority of both the women and men directors we surveyed agreed that diverse representation was important
mm-hmm.
To them personally. The same individuals, though, said that only about half of the people we surveyed, both men and women, said that seating a diverse representation on the board is a priority for this board. So while they feel personally that it's a priority, it sounds like it, according to the statistics and the data that we had, that is not as much of a priority for the collective boards that they're seated on.
Mm-hmm.
There was a topic, too, which is pretty widely debated right now, in Europe especially, which is that of quotas. And there was a strong sense across the men and women directors that generally they didn't agree with requiring a percentage of women on the board, as they've done in Norway and as they're debating doing in France and Spain. There was about 59% of the women we surveyed strongly disagreed with a quota. 93% of the male directors strongly disagreed with a quota.
Okay. And, if you don't mind, one last question, just in your experience as a recruiter, is how easy or difficult is it to find, I guess, well-qualified female board directors for those slots or the demand that's out there?
Well, I think, the challenge that boards face is they are typically strategically looking at the skill sets that they want to bring onto the board to fill a specific need that they have, something that maps to where are they going strategically over the next 3 to 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and really wanting those skills and experiences at the table. When boards think that way and look that way, there are a number of ways to bring those skills and experiences to the table, and there are many, many qualified men and women who typically can bring a specific skill set. It's where a board needs or very strongly desires a sitting CEO or a retired CEO in particular that it gets very difficult because, as I mentioned before, and as we all know, the number of women CEOs is still incredibly small.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's tough. There are, a lot of wonderful women who are interested in and ready to go on and really bring the judgment and the breadth and the seasoning you need to be an effective board member, just as there, I think, are many terrific male candidates as well. And so it's a difficult task to find the right people to serve on a board, especially in this climate, because there are many people who are shying away from it, but there are great people out there.
All right. Well, Bonnie, that is all the time that we have today, but you gave us plenty to think about, and we really appreciate your time.
You're very welcome, Matt.
Again, everyone, that was Bonnie Gwynn. She is head of the Heidrick & Struggles North America Board Directors Practice. And she was talking with us today about the dynamics of women in the boardroom and how they can shape the governance agenda at corporations where they are directors. That is all for this week's podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time.